Hello, everyone. Welcome to the September 16th, 2018 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for September 16th to September 23rd and beyond? But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. Just click on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thanks. Mercury changes signs this week, leaving sidereal Leo and entering Virgo on Tuesday, September 18th. Virgo is one of the signs owned by Mercury. A planet in its own sign is strong for both what the planet and what the sign represents. Mercury is the planet of the rational mind, ideas and reasons, study and learning. Mercury also stands for communication, therefore speech and writing. Virgo is the sign of details and analysis. Virgo represents critical thinking. Mercury, as the planet of the media, in Virgo, is good for reporting on the details of the matter, going into an in-depth analysis of what is really going on. So, great for the investigative reporters. By leaving Leo and entering Virgo, Mercury escapes from the influence of Neptune, the planet of dreams and fantasies. Neptune, the planet of the irrational, indicating a lack of realism, has been distorting the process of the rational thinking planet Mercury for the last few weeks. Mercury is happy to be moving into its own sign and to get away from its opponent, Neptune. Mercury won't be under any direct influence while it is transiting in Virgo, other than being together with the Sun, which is not detrimental to Mercury. So, this will be good for intelligent, sensible thinking, at least for a few weeks. Mercury stays in Virgo for almost 3 weeks, until October 6th, when it then enters Libra and joins forces with Venus and Jupiter. After finishing its retrograde phase in late August, Mars is now slowly getting back to normal forward motion in the zodiac. As we approach the end of September, Mars comes into conjunction with Ketu, the eclipse point, putting together the planet of action and the significator of past karma. Both Mars and Ketu have a fiery nature, so their conjunction brings the potential for fast-moving developments and incendiary events. Since Ketu is an eclipse point, it has the potential to obscure and distort the significations of whatever planet it comes into contact with, which makes that planet unreliable. So this is a bit problematic. Ketu is distorting Mars, the planet of action, leading to misplaced action, in other words, making mistakes. Ketu is a dissolving factor in astrology. Combining with Mars, it can make action ineffectual or result in unintended consequences. Mars and Ketu will be exactly conjunct September 25th at 10 degrees Capricorn. Another notable thing about 10 degrees Capricorn is that this was the degree of the total lunar eclipse back in July. Eclipses signify forthcoming major events, usually bad, that can occur up to several months from the date of the eclipse. The timing of the eclipse-associated event is determined by when a planet subsequently transits through the eclipse point. In this case, Mars, planet of force and conflict, and potential for destruction, will be in contact with the eclipse point next week. So this is not so good. There's a strong possibility of an unwelcome event occurring on or around the 25th of September. The implication is that there will be some sort of crisis. This could either be brought about by the humans or from natural causes. Best course is to be on your guard, or maybe find a rock to hide under for a few days. Meanwhile, as mentioned in a previous report, Venus is now in its own sign, Libra, for an extended stay due to beginning a retrograde period that starts in October. While preparing to go retrograde, Venus appears to be slowing down in its progress in the zodiac. It's also getting closer and closer to the Earth, therefore becoming brighter in the heavens. You can see Venus on the western horizon after sunset. It's already very bright. As a planet gets closer to the Earth, it gets stronger for manifesting its significations. Being in its own sign and close to the Earth, Venus's significations are really strong. Venus is the planet of romance. Libra is the sign of sacrifice for maintaining harmony. So, this appears to be good, and helps to compensate for some of the other nastiness happening in the zodiac. Venus, as the planet of harmony and agreement, is manifesting on its home turf in the sign of fairness and balance. Like always, the energy is available to everyone, and not everyone has the same ideas about what constitutes fair and balanced. Things will change a bit after October 5th, when Venus begins its retrograde period. More on that in a forthcoming show. And now, before leaving, a short pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and effort to put these videos together. You can show your appreciation for what this YouTube channel does for you by donating a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.